This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome to Newsmakers, folks. This is Brent DeHart. Dave Bourne is on his way back from remote. Thanks for joining us. It is Friday, and we've got a great show for you today. We've got some really critical topic to talk about, especially concerning you small business owners out there. We'll be talking about that after the bottom of the hour. We've got some community fun stuff to talk about. And of course, in the news, if you've been listening to KYKN today or heard from the Statesman Journal, Brad Nanke has announced he's not going to run for re-election in Ward 3 City Council. So my question to all of you who regularly listen to Newsmakers is, are you in? First, do you live in Ward 3? Do you live in Ward 1, 5, or 7? And are you in? Also in the news, Warren Franklin was reporting that the window is opening to file to run for city council. And we know that we need four new city councilors, folks. The three that are sitting there plus, and we don't know if they're going to run for re-election, but certainly need replaced, and Brad Nanke. And so let me start at the top of the hour by saying, hey, Brad, thanks for the five terms. And we expect you to continue to do good work right down to the wire. But thank you ahead of time, and we'll try to get Brad Nanke to be interviewed on the show here within the next week, talk about his plans, and of course, always give an opportunity to thank him for his community service. Okay, so we're going to talk at the bottom of the hour a lot about Oregon Saves program and what it means to small businesses if you work there, and especially and if you own a small business, and the mandates that are coming in 2020. And the fines that are coming the first of the year. Now, however, I got a guest. It's Friday. We've got a guest in the studio. Jeremy Mackay is here. He is the president of West Salem Rotary, and he's the owner. He and his wife are running Ace Hardware in West Salem. A little slow there, Brent. Ace Hardware in West Salem. I love Ace. Hey, Jeremy, welcome to the studio.
Hey, thanks, Brent. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Rotary does good things. We're always hearing, good things that Rotary does, and they're so service-minded. And every time I drive by Riverfront Park, I think about it with mm-hmm. the pavilion, and of course, in great anticipation of the citywide Rotary event for a new amphitheater. But West Salem's got something going on, right?
West Salem always has something going on, definitely. I want to say currently our main project right now, it's a citywide project, but the West Salem portion of it is the dictionary project. And you may have heard of this before. We've been doing this for more than a few years. Now,
the dictionary project.
The dictionary project. So Rotary itself, as an organization, puts a lot of emphasis on education, especially for our youth. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we like to do is get a dictionary into the hands of every fourth grader in the Salem area. And so this is a lot of dictionaries. And I think the big point on this is when you reach fourth grade, you're starting to get into a little bit more complex reading and writing in general. The books that you're reading are bigger, more chapters. The reports you're writing have a little bit more body, and we want to be able to make sure that they have the tools they need to succeed. Now, if you haven't seen a dictionary lately, they're not just about words and definitions and how things are spelled. There's a lot that goes into dictionary. There's maps. There's all sorts of different scientific things.
Do you teach the fourth graders how to discern, there's an entry for the word kangaroo and that it describes where the word came from and that it's a noun or a verb and to have all that?
Totally,
do you have
yeah.
an opportunity to teach that as you're giving them?
We do. So we'll go to every school and we do a little presentation. We sit down in the pod or however the school is set up, and we kind of walk the kids through it. We call for volunteers, and it's just a fun time. I love it. It's great.
Another great partnership of the community and the business community and the schools.
Definitely.
Okay, but there's an event coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Mad Hatter Dash.
The
I've
Mad
heard about
Hatter
this.
Dash.
I have never participated, but it sounds really fun.
Oh, man, it's amazing. It's crazy fun almost. So the Mad Hatter Dash, it's a 5K fun run, and the big idea is to wear a crazy hat or a crazy costume and just get out and be seen and have some exercise.
Okay, what if I don't want to wear a hat?
Well, you don't have to. Hats are optional.
Okay, but you can come and take it into the spectacle, right?
Definitely. Now, even if you didn't have a hat but wanted to wear a hat, once you got there, we're going to have someone on site. His name is Antonio Sombrero, and he makes balloon hats. So you can have a fun hat even if you didn't plan it out.
That is awesome. And so you have people running with these crazy hats and costumes, right?
Right.
It's a fun run.
Totally.
Okay, some people run, some people walk, some people presumably sprint.
Yeah, some people even just come and volunteer.
Oh, nice. That was a good plug. So you can just come and volunteer and help West Salem Rotary.
And actually, this is it's a Dream Center event. So the Salem Dream Center, it's a 501c3, and it's based out of West Salem, and it's in the Edgewater area over by Walker Middle School. And the emphasis for the Salem Dream Center is to help kids and families in the area, kind of in the old flats. It used to be called the Flats, and now it's called the Edgewater District. And I'm on the board for them. And what our main objectives are is to help kids through educational opportunities, mentoring with, you know, responsible adults in the community, and making sure that they have enough food to get through the year. And a big emphasis is working with their families as well. So we're a lot different than some other organizations that might work exclusively with the kids. We get really deep into relationships with the entire household.
Salem Dream Center.
Salem Dream Center. Yeah, check us out.
Okay. How can you check them out?
Go to salemdreamcenter.org. You can just Google it. We're all over the place. We're on Facebook,
SalemDreamCenter.org. And you're in West Salem in the Edgewater District.
Correct.
Is what you focus on, and the families and the kids in that area.
Are primarily there, but we have them all over Salem.
So the Fun Run is a fundraiser to support the programs of the Salem Dream Center.
Correct.
All right, what's the date?
September 28th.
Ooh,
so on two Saturdays, 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Got to get up early, folks. No sleeping in.
And
where is it?
It's going to be at Wallace Marine Park at the softball complex. So we had that big area there. We run across the pedestrian bridge into Riverfront Park. We come back over on the Center Street Bridge, I believe, and then go through Wallace Marine Park some more.
Okay. We come back over the Center Street Bridge. Okay. I'm picturing it.
It's one of those two.
All right. As long as we stay out of traffic, right?
Yeah.
All right. So it costs something to join, because obviously it's a fundraiser.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So it's $30 for an adult, and it's $15 for anyone 12 and under. It's not tiered, so it's not like if you register today, you'll get a cheaper rate than you will, you know, the day before. We just went with one flat price. That's new this year. But if you'd like to register, please go online. It's, just Google Mad Hatter Dash. That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah. Do you have pictures online from Salem Dream Center of previous?
Totally. Yeah. We have a whole library of different photos and whatnot on our Facebook. Great stuff. Check it out.
It's really fun. I've done some of these in the past, the fun runs, you know, 5Ks, 10Ks. It seems like in Salem during the summer, every Saturday, you can be supporting everyone from the Habitat to the Humane Society to the Salem Dream Center and so forth. There's always something going on. You drop a few bucks. You may get a t-shirt sometimes.
Totally, yeah.
And and just have some fun while you're doing some good in the community.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
All right, you're not going to time me, right? So well, you don't like publish my time because that would be embarrassing.
It's officially timed. So yeah, so it's out there.
But, you know, I think I'll just avoid the finish line. I did not finish. Or I could just
You might want to finish, because the people that win in their different age and sex groups, they get handmade medals made from the kids of Dream Center. So these are all one of a kind. They're really awesome, really unique. It's a great keepsake.
Somehow I don't think I'm going to end up in the winner's circle.
You could, but they are highly coveted. Yeah. You know what else is highly coveted?
Tell me.
We have the Mad Hatter Medal, and it's basically the Hatter Award. And now this Hatter Award, it's a big trophy, and it goes to the best individual, or I should say an individual with the best Hatter costume, or the best team with hats and costumes.
Oh, so we have this team competition.
Right. We like to get everyone involved. So we have a lot of fun at the end of this. We get the crowd into it, and we start, you know, cheering, clapping, screaming, all for the people that look the best. And we've had all sorts of different people here, older people, younger people, families. I think last year there was a guy running around in a beer keg. It was awesome.
That's different attire. All right, we're talking to Jeremy Mackay. He's president of West Salem Rotary. We're talking about the Mad Hatter Dash because Jeremy's also involved. He's a vice president on the board of the Salem Dream Center. And you know what? We're going to take a break because I'm not done with Jeremy. I want to talk about Ace Hardware because I love hardware stores and his roles and involvement in West Salem. So stick with us. We'll have Dave Bourne back with us in a minute. This is Brent DeHart on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers proudly brought to you by Color Tile of Salem.
Welcome back to Newsmakers, folks. Brent DeHart here. Dave Bourne joining us, and
woo,
we're in studio.
It's Friday.
What would Friday be without his woot woot?
Yes, right.
We're joining us in studio is Jeremy McKay. And I love that he says it's the Scottish pronunciation.
Definitely.
Nice. Yeah.
It looks remarkably similar to McKay. But it's a Mackay.
Right. Similar, yet different.
Can you, like, turn on that Highlander accent anytime you want?
Oh, I do, but I really reserve that for special occasions.
Like after
this
a beer.
Is not special?
Right. This is pretty special, but there's no kilts or anything like that.
That's because not TV. You wouldn't want to imagine that.
All right. So if you live in West Salem, you might have met Jeremy and his wife. What's your wife's name?
Heidi.
And Jeremy and Heidi in West Salem, Ace Hardware. And I was saying before the break, you know, and I'm not kidding. I'm just, you know, like stroking Jeremy because he's in the studio. I really like Ace Hardware. Ace is a place with a hell of a hardware, man.
It's true.
And, you know, he didn't pay me to advertise or anything, but those stores are cool. They've got so much stuff you can do, so much stuff.
The original man store.
Yeah, the original. There you go. And my experience in Salem is that these stores are almost overstaffed. I mean, there's always somebody there. What do you need? What do you help me find? You know, and I'm always like, which aisle this? You know, I need like four things, and they're not remotely related, right? And it's like, okay, this. Or how do I know what bolt? That's the whole thing. You guys are great with, well, you need this bolt and this kind of washer. And so I like it. Do you like it?
Awesome. I love it. Yeah. And actually, I've been pleasantly surprised. So I came on in 2011 with the family business. And my specific task was to help management do some change management, basically. And I said, great, this is going to take me 3 years, and then I'll be on to my next thing. So I was really gearing up to get into marketing. I wanted to work downtown Portland, maybe get into some creative. But I've loved it so much, I've just stayed. And that was, in 2011.
All right. We'll pop in and see Jeremy and Heidi, Ace Hardware in West Salem. Let's talk a little bit more about you and your involvement. You know, we've talked before the break, you're involved with West Salem Rotary, mm-hmm. currently the president.
Yep.
How long have you been involved in Rotary?
About 7 years.
That's remarkably similar to how long you've been active in business at Ace.
All right. No doubt.
And then Salem Dream Center as well. And the Rotary's partnering with the Salem Dream Center for the Mad Hatter Dash?
Yeah, so the Rotary, West Salem Rotary Club is a sponsor for the Mad Hatter Dash this year.
Okay. And we failed on the first segment to mention that you guys had sponsors for this dash.
We totally have sponsors, yes. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention them. So if I have a second,
please,
let me do a quick shout out. So I'd love to shout out Oregon State Credit Union. They're a big sponsor this year. And I also want to give a special shout out to Barbara Fuhrer, State Farm. She's been a longtime sponsor, and I know she's getting ready for retirement. So I just want to thank her for all her years of support. She's really great, her and her team. I want to give a shout out to Simple Box from Salem.
I love those people.
Simple Box?
Yeah. Husband and wife operation. I used them when we moved.
Right.
Folks, there's so many options to get a storage box and a container box. But if you have an opportunity, check out Simple Box. They're
definitely
great. Yeah. Nice to see them jumping aboard.
Oh, they're great. Yeah. Yeah. They've been a sponsor for 3 years now. And we just used them recently. They have really great service. Roth's Fresh Market.
Of course.
Yes, always. And I've already mentioned the Rotary Club of West Salem. A new one for us is Alan and Emily Brock, Brock Real Estate, Keller Williams. So thank you to them. And I just got the text just like 10 minutes ago that Salem Electric jumped on too. So thanks, Salem Electric. One last thing, Lisa and Devin Campbell from Print Specialties, they always do our t-shirts. Mm-hmm. They do really great work. And then we're also partnered up with the Edgewater Partnership, which is right there in West Salem as well. So it's the city, it's church groups, it's local citizens, and they all just kind of get together for the Edgewater District in West Salem, and we love partnering with them.
Lisa and Devin, man, she's been around this community. They've been around this community. They're just all over the place.
They're everywhere, yeah.
Lisa and Devin. So they're doing your
guys.
T-shirts for you, right?
Totally.
Yep. I know. I don't know, it's a coincidence or whatever, but I've also, we just bought a bunch of hats that mm-hmm. their company did for us.
Definitely.
So at one of my other jobs and did a whole bunch of print specialties, right?
Yep.
That's so shout out to them. Great list, and it's really great to see all those local businesses supporting a great event that it supports the kids and the families in the Edgewater District.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so West Salem Business Association, I guess, started that, and you guys have taken it over as a little bit as a sponsor.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about West Salem Rotary. You mentioned it has the dictionary project, and mm-hmm. I think I kind of cut you off there, but that's pretty cool.
You did.
In fourth grade. Fourth grade, everybody in the district, everybody in West Salem gets a dictionary?
Everybody in Salem.
Everybody in Salem.
The entire city?
The entire city.
Every fourth grader.
And I think that includes Silverton.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. So now we're going to have to expand this. We get enough sponsors. So in fifth grade, they get thesaurus.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right? You get a dictionary and a thesaurus, and then hopefully we can teach them how to use it.
Do you hold a fundraiser to get these dictionaries for them?
Individually, each individual club has their own fundraisers, mm-hmm. and we come together as an area and, you know, basically pay it off for the amount of dictionaries that we use for our area. And of course, and I'd be remiss to say if it wasn't just public schools, we also do the private schools as well.
That's pretty cool.
And we've been talking on Newsmakers about how many more private schools there are in Salem.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Than there were 10, 15 years ago, and how many that used to have limited offerings now have full offerings. So that's more and more kids all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so you did the private schools.
How about homeschoolers?
You know, we haven't got into that market yet. We would love to, though.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, that's really on the rise.
Well, why don't you guys? Here's a great idea. It's great for me to volunteer other people's time and money.
Sure.
if you, you can have dictionaries and you make them available to homeschoolers, like at a retail store somewhere in West Salem. There might be a volunteer, say like West Salem Ace Hardware, mm-hmm, that the homeschoolers could come by. And then you miss the kind of classroom interaction, you know, that, and you're listening to the radio, folks, so you didn't see the twinkle in Jeremy's eye, because when he's talked about going into the classroom and explaining to these kids, you know, about dictionaries, and that's really fun.
It is. So that's one of the best parts, is going in and presenting and meeting them. What I like to do is I kind of started off by asking them if they've heard of Rotary, and most of the kids are like, no, of course not. And I'm like, well, do you know why? Like, because we're a secret club. And so I started off like that, and you should see the twinkle in their eyes. Yeah, that really starts it going.
We got a secret club, and you're going to become a member, and we got a present for you.
So you're starting them young is what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I like
it. Cool.
Yeah.
That is really great. So how did you get involved? Did you just say your folks involved in Rotary? Who was your
my sponsor?
Yeah.
That,
hey, you should get involved and you could do some good things.
Great questions. Yeah, both of those are great questions. So my father-in-law, Greg Frank, he is a Kaiser Rotarian and a past president as well. But my sponsor is actually Mary Ferris. So Mary Ferris owned True Value before it was West, or before it was Ace, before our family got it. And when I started working there, she came in and she said, Jeremy, she's like, every hardware store has to be in Rotary. She's like, I'm taking you this Monday, whether you like it or not.
Awesome.
And she basically grabbed me by the ear and dragged me over. And but no, it's been great.
Is really cool. I like that. You know, it's a great, it's tough in this era where it's so many demands, that so many things that people could do and be involved in the community, right? And I think a generation, and maybe sadly two generations ago, it was expected of you that you would be a Rotarian,
mm-hmm,
or a Lion, or, you know, fill in the blank.
Sure.
You know,
some kind of volunteer.
Right. Kiwanis Club.
Yeah.
And there's great clubs in the area still.
Mm-hmm.
But it's membership wanes for a lot of those service clubs as generations die off, and there's not enough people to say, hey, get in the car, we're going to lunch.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
And I think the world is just different now. Work schedules are different. The workforce has changed. We all have different needs. And now, I know Rotary is an organization, and they're not the only one. They're having issues trying to appeal to the next level of members, whatever that looks like, the next generation, so to speak. So we're trying to do all these new, fun, creative ways to try to make it more inclusive for more people. If you'd like to hear any more about that, just reach out to me, and I can always get you in touch with membership.
All right. We're talking to Jeremy McKay, and we're talking specifically about West Salem Rotary. But, yeah, it's one of those, you don't join Rotary because it's going to be good for business, but that doesn't mean it's not going to be good for business, right? You forge relationships. And the organizations I've been involved with, when it's a community organization, I find that my return on my investment in dues and time that you commit is the relationships you forge and the resources you find available to you. It's just like oh, well, actually, I know somebody through Rotary that does this really well that could help your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's no matter what profession it is, it could be the guy who repairs shoes, it could be an estate planning attorney, it could be a hardware store owner. Mm-hmm. But that is of such great value, and hopefully people will slow down their schedules enough and get themselves locked into something like Rotary.
Right, right. I think most people come initially for business connections or something like that, a feeling of community, but I feel like most people stay for the friendships that they've created. So I guess if I was going to do a quick plug, I would say if you are not a Rotarian and you are in a position of power and you would like to exercise your leadership, I would say that would be the place to start. You'll learn, you'll meet everyone very quickly and learn all the skills you'll need to be a leader. If you're a younger professional getting ready to join the world, or if you want to make those connections, Rotary is definitely the place to start.
Awesome. Let's give a quick plug for your business too. What's going on at ACE?
Oh man, what's not going on at ACE? We are, well, as you might have guessed from hearing in the news, retail is just changing at the speed of light, and we're no different, so we're keeping up with those trends. We've just gone through a major remodel, the second one in as many years, and so we have roughly 200 linear feet of new product, all new merchandise. In a better area, our big goal is just to make sure that we have all the right things so people don't have to go further than they need to. We want to be the convenient spot. I live in West Salem. I know what it's like to go over the bridge. I do most of my home shopping at ACE, and when I can't, I'll go somewhere else, but I like to be able to just go down the hill mm-hmm. and find it right there.
Right. And what you stock is so diverse. I mean, I've spent more than my share of dollars at the home improvement stores.
Sure.
Right? I've been accused of having a mistress in my life, and mistress is Lowe's.
Right.
And so at my household, you know, the wife, well, where are you going? I'm going to see my mistress. I'm like, don't spend too much at Lowe's or Home Depot or something like that. But I'm also a frequent flyer at ACE. And like I said, I think that niche is you have convenience, location, you're in the neighborhood, and you have personnel to help.
Right.
Not everybody is as handy as Brent DeHart.
No.
You know, so you can go in there. There's people there to help. They know, well, how is it that your employees know where everything is? Mm-hmm. I mean, they know where everything is.
Is that a
it's
test
amazing.
That you give them?
Oh, we put a lot of money into training, a lot of money. So, yeah, and I'll get emails about classes getting completed. I'll probably get 15 emails a day.
Wow.
Right.
You know, I need a P-trap. Oh, that's 14 here on the left. I will take you.
Wow.
It's not like, oh, you know, way over there, about a half mile away,
look
in that corner. It's like, that's in 14. It'll be over here. It's the left-hand side, about the third row up.
Right. And what are you trying to do with it?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Why did you really come?
They're so helpful.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Oregon Saves, some deadlines coming up for small business owners like Jeremy and his wife, Heidi. Love the husband and wife ownership thing. Boy, it's going to affect your wallet and your employees' wallets. It's going to affect your taxation and all that stuff. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. We've been talking to Jeremy Mackay. And if you like, support the Mad Hatter Dash, just Google it. Look for it online. It's September 28th, mm-hmm. week from Saturday, 9 a.m. at Wallace Marine Park. You get to pay to run. You can break a kooky hat. You might win a prize. But the money is supporting the Salem Dream Center and the great work they do for families there in West Salem. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Brent. Thanks, Dave.
It's really great. I hope it's a great event. And if I'm around that weekend and the California Golden Bears aren't playing at 9, then maybe I can come by with some sort of goofy hat.
Look at that. He's already looking for excuses.
Made out of...
I love it.
I got the excuse right here on my belt. That's my excuse for not running.
Yeah, right?
That I need to run. Maybe I'll wear something that's tool-related as hack.
That'd be great. I'd love to see that.
There you go.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to take a break here on Newsmakers. I'm Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. We'll be right back on 1430 KYKN.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center.
Welcome back, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and it is Friday. And as promised, we're going to talk about Oregon Saves and the things that are going to come up and what this is all about. I just like it, Dave, so much when you meet a small business person, a small business family, and his wife. I guess that's third generation business owners there in West Salem.
Yeah.
And the lesson to be learned there is if people have an opportunity to make some money, well, take a risk, make some money, and give back to the community. I love that. It's a great example for and a great reminder for everyone and all of our listeners in terms of if the business you're doing business with is not giving back to the community, you've never seen their name on a sponsorship or this or that, you should probably ask them why.
Yeah, right.
Right. You know, your community is important.
It makes the world go round.
So if we have been supported by our community in terms of coming to the business and doing business with them and give that back. And so, great. Great for West Salem Ace Hardware. I have no idea how that whole franchise thing is set up, and I'm sure it's under different ownership in South Salem, the West Salem, then Independence. But, Jeremy.
It's like a franchise thing.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Oregon Saves, folks. There's some deadlines coming up, or I guess some hard dates coming up. May of 2020, so it's just next May. When they've been stepping this in over the last couple of years. So if you're not familiar, Oregon Saves is the state, the government saying that none of you are saving enough money, and a lot of people who have jobs have no opportunity in the workforce to participate in a retirement plan. Okay?
So they're making us save?
They're making you. Well, they're not making you participate. However, they want to make sure that every single workplace in Oregon offers a retirement plan. So if the business is not going to have a plan of its own, the state requires that every business to participate in Oregon Saves.
What?
So you either get to have a small business retirement plan, and I'll get to what that means in a second. And if you don't, right down to a company with one employee. Okay. If you don't, you have to offer Oregon Saves, which is the state's version of saving for retirement.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oregon Saves is basically in a workforce, if you say you work for a company and they do not have a retirement plan, they're going to introduce Oregon Saves. And the employer is required to administer a payroll deduction for their one employee, John, so that John can save into the state plan.
Can you at least pick how the percentage that you can save or contribute?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Employee gets to pick.
I'd hate for them to pull 20%.
But if it's good for you, the Democrats just might mandate it.
Well, what's the percentage of taxes now? Is it over? It's over 25, right? It's
like depends how much money you make, right?
No.
Yes.
The percentage of the taxes that the state and federal take.
It depends on how much money you make. I know in Oregon, it's 9%. If you make just about any amount of money at all, you're paying Oregon 9% or greater.
Okay.
And then for federal, it could be 10, 12, 15, 25, 28.
So put those together.
So forth. Yeah. And if you're in the 28% bracket, which a lot of people are, a lot of households are, you're talking about darn near 40% of income tax.
That's a lot.
40%.
And then they're telling you have to save.
You have to save. And, I get it. America does not save enough. Frightening.
It's true.
Terrifying.
It's
how many
true.
People do not have $10,000?
I do not.
In America, they do not have $10,000 saved for retirement. So it's terrifying to the people.
And that wouldn't even last a year.
No. No. And what?
Because think about how much you're living on now.
So the government does good things and bad things when it comes to incentivizing Americans.
Right.
I guess everybody has a different opinion of which ones are good or bad. And which ones are intrusive, and which ones are nanny state, and which ones are overstepping, right?
Okay, all right.
But it is better for America and for Americans if more of us would save, would save.
Because
you don't
want
to be the person in the dingy, maybe taxed, subsidized housing living off of Social Security check, and you're on Medicaid. You know what I mean?
That might be me.
He's thinking of the mic. Out of me. Add this
I'm running down through the thing. Even though I just moved into a new home, that won't be paid off for 30 years.
Good investment. Good investment.
So it means I'll be about 90. Yeah.
All right. Let's not talk about Dave's problems.
First world problems.
Oregon Saves. So it's a mandate, folks. The government thinks that because people aren't saving, then it's the employer's fault, or there is a block in the marketplace. There's some sort of barrier to entry. That's, you know, we've talked about it a little bit in the past if you're new to Newsmakers, but my problem with Oregon Saves is there's absolutely zero barriers to entry when it comes to saving for retirement. There's zero.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will open your account. Some people will pay you to open an account. Your credit union, right? Your bank.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your insurance company. State Farm has bank accounts, right? Anybody will open you an IRA, an individual retirement account, or a bank account. There are no barriers. You need $5 to open an account at a, you know, okay, that's a barrier of
$5
to open an account at a credit union.
That's a big barrier, Brent.
Jeez. And so there's no barriers to saving. So creating an all-new government-run program and administration and a mandate, is it really going to tear down any tear down any walls prohibiting somebody from saving if they want to save?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And
The easiest way would just be having a deduction just go immediately to your savings.
Well, that's exactly their point. Thank you, Dave Boyne. That's exactly their
savings.
They want the deduction to go right from the paycheck so it's not spent.
Yeah, so see it.
Exactly.
It's the easiest way. Yeah.
That's how you pay your Social Security taxes. It's how you pay your Medicare taxes, and this would be the way you save. So if there's no plan in your workforce, you're going to be offered. If there's no plan in your workforce, you have to be offered the ability to participate in Oregon Saves. So the employer does not have to pay. The employer does not have to match. They don't have to put money into your account.
I missed that.
But they do have to offer it, and it'll go into the state-run program.
I don't want my money going to the state-run program. I want it going to my checking account.
Well, then you need to set up an IRA, and I will help you do that. Folks, if you have no idea...
Why couldn't I just send it to my savings account?
You can, but it doesn't save you in taxes. So if you're making...
What?
Pick a number somebody makes, $50,000 a year.
Okay.
Right? If they put $5,000 into a tax-leveraged account in an IRA or Oregon Saves...
Okay.
Or anything, but $5,000, when they file their taxes, they're only paying taxes on $45,000. Because they're sheltering $5,000. They made $50,000, but they took $5,000 and they put it over here in a tax account, in a tax
exempt.
Deferred account. Well, it's not exempt, but it's tax deferred.
Deferred.
Right. So you're only taxed in 2019 for $45,000, even though you made $50,000.
Gotcha.
If you put it in your savings account, that doesn't count. You're going to be taxed on $50,000.
But I'm paying it now. I don't have to worry about being deferred.
True.
I don't want to pay taxes later. Might as well pay it now while I can afford it.
All right. This is a whole nother lesson. We're going to need more segments next week. When you put that $5,000 into, I don't know what to call
savings?
It. No, let's call it a retirement account.
Okay.
We'll just use that as an umbrella term. So it's a little easier than tax deferred. And a retirement account.
Okay.
It's either through Oregon Saves or another type of IRA. You get to invest it, and it gets to grow tax deferred. So 10 years from now, that $5,000 is worth $10,000 if you've done decently, right?
Okay.
It's worth $10,000, and you have not paid any taxes on the $5,000 you put in, and you haven't paid any taxes on the $5,000 that grew.
Okay.
That's not true if you put it in a savings account.
Okay.
So
that's
that
true.
Way, you're able to compound the advantage. Every year, hey, I made $1,000, I made $500. And not only do you not pay tax on the $500, you have an extra $500 investing. And then you're going to make money on the $500, and it just compounds and gets bigger and bigger faster. It's a great tool.
Right, but what's the deferred tax on it?
Depends on when you take it out and what your tax bracket is at the time.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Complicated, but okay.
Yeah. But the key is, folks, and it's a good thing. This is a good thing. I don't know if Oregon Saves is a good thing. But it's a good thing where you put money away from the tax man and you keep away as long as you can.
And right? Make sure it's a tax-deferred account.
Yeah. So an IRA. Email me. Email Dave. Give us a call if you need a referral. I don't do this work anymore. I used to. But I know a lot about it. And if you need to be introduced to somebody, especially small business owners.
I need help then.
Small business owners, here's the thing. Fines will start January 1st. Anybody who is required to have this and doesn't have it, they can start being fined on January 1st, 2020, just a few months away. They can be fined up to $5,000, $100 an employee for not participating
in
this. And if you have, and I think it's at 15, I don't know what the threshold is now, but in May of 2020, if you have one employee, you have to offer something. Every single employee getting a W-2 wage in Oregon has to be offered either the plan from the employer or Oregon Saves. They have to be offered one or the other. So let's take a quick break, and I'll tell you why I think that the answer is not Oregon Saves.
Okay.
All right. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. We're talking about your money here on 1430 KYKN, Salem's Listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Green Acres Landscape.
Welcome back to Newsmakers, folks. We're going through your financial education here today, something, frankly, I think we should do a lot more of here on Newsmakers.
But I'm getting an education.
So my RA was an Obama-era initiative. It's basically the same thing as this Oregon Saves, except so few people participated that they just shut it down.
I remember that.
Yeah, they just shut it down. And you know why? Because the people who weren't saving weren't inspired to save because you created another federal government program. So the amount of money that was in the program, I mean, it cost more to start the program than people saved. So anyway.
That's kind of tough to do.
Now in Oregon, we have the state version, and we've got a mandate. And so employers, find a professional. If you need help, let me know. But find a professional because you can either get professional advice and oversight and private sector help, or you can let the government do it. So either way, you're going to have to administer a retirement plan.
Right.
And you're going to have to run it through payroll and so forth. So it's not that complicated. There are some very easy tools for a small business employer. I used to do quite a bit of this. And I asked, I was talking this morning with a financial advisor in my office and about this Oregon Saves, and said, not only is there fines coming January 1st and the deadline going down to every single employer on May 1st, but also there's record keeping and there's reporting. You have to report the census of your employees every month. Every month.
What?
Your employee, like Jeremy was here, he's got 25 employees. Every month you'd have to report to the government who works and who doesn't work and who's in the plan. And so you don't have to do that with a private plan. You do it once a year.
Right.
Once a year instead of once a month. But, of course, the government knows how to do this better.
Sure.
Right? So here's the thing. In my experience, from business owners have a potential to save more money in their own personal taxes than offering the benefit even costs them. So I can use it as an example of a company that had about 15 employees and had no retirement plan. And we were able to put a retirement plan in place, and it saved the owners about $10,000 in taxes, their own tax bill. Their own tax bill, $10,000. And you know what they had to do? They had to also participate and contribute to their employees' plan.
That's a great 401.
And that cost them about $3,000. Between $3,000 and $4,000. It's like, oh, we can't afford the $3,000 and $4,000. Like, yes, you can, but you're going to pay for it out of the money you're not sending to Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
You're not sending to Kate Brown. This is a no-brainer. You're literally keeping $10,000 from Congress and the State House, putting some in your retirement and some in your employees' pockets. So some of these small business retirement plans you absolutely can afford, folks. You can't afford, find a professional. If you don't know a professional, you don't know who to trust, ask me. And there's a lot of great advisors here in town. That's the advantage to a small business owner if you're listening. For the employees, folks, save pre-tax. Save before you're taxed and before it hits your pocketbook, before it hits that bank account. You don't, before you cash the check or the EFT.
So you don't see it.
So you don't see it. You don't spend money that you've already sent away in your taxes. You don't spend the money that you've already sent away to the Social Security Administration. You're not going to spend the money that they're going to take out of your paycheck. So, but for those reasons, I'm encouraging everybody who owns a small business, find somebody if you don't have a plan and put a plan in place. Otherwise, you're going to be subject to this and you're going to have to administer it anyway. And potentially, it would be great for your tax burden. Mm-hmm. I've run into a lot of people who are really good at what they do. Really good at what they do. They might be an attorney. They might swing a hammer. They might be an interior designer. But they really don't know about planning.
Right.
And so we talked about this with one of our KYKN partners. We were out at the Polk County Fair.
Yeah.
Right. And so, hey, it's worth it. Talk to a professional. But this Oregon Saves thing, it's not the last time we're going to talk about it because we do have these deadlines coming up. I was talking to David during the break. Want to make sure that everybody gets, connects the dots. So you make $50,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put even $2,000. Into a savings account, into a retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you don't spend the money. That $2,000 gets to grow, and then the money $2,000 grows into $4,000 over time, and then you've got $4,000. Now you're growing $4,000 into $8,000, right? So you've
compound.
Got the exponential, compounding into the exponential growth, and then 20 years from now, your $8,000 is $16,000, and suddenly you've got $16,000 that you're growing, and it's all sheltered from the tax man. And that's the advantage. And the earlier we can do this, the better. And the more rapid we can do this, the better. So whatever the plan is in the workplace that's going to be available to you, make sure you participate.
And then when you retire, you're technically at a lower tax rate, so they don't pull as much off of it.
Exactly.
When you pull it out, right?
Exactly. That was the concept. We have... when people would retire, they're not working anymore. They're not getting a full-time check. So they're going to draw money out of their retirement slower and lower levels, and you're going to be a lower tax bracket than you were when you were 40 and you're working full-time, or even when you're 60 and working full-time, you're going to be a lower tax bracket. That was the concept. I mean, when they invented the IRA, when it came into existence, when they invented the 401k, we encourage people to save now, save the taxes now, grow sheltered, tax deferred, they call it. And then in retirement, you get to pull it out over time. You don't have to pull it out the day you turn 67 and you retire.
Right.
You pull it out over time and you spread that tax burden throughout your entire retirement. Hopefully it lasts as long as you do.
Hopefully.
And that, folks, is a whole nother financial lesson when we start talking about annuities and Social Security and pensions and things like
some
that.
Some of it just makes people's eyes glaze over, though.
It does. And some of the, you know, if you've got an advisor, the best thing an advisor can do for you is to get you in the habit. This goes into here every month without mm-hmm. fail.
Without fail.
You know, whether or not you go to see a concert, whether or not you go, you know, you upgrade your car, whatever it is, this money goes here and getting in those habits, right? So look out for those deadlines. Small business owners, employees, participate in whatever plan, because I'm telling you, if you don't have one now, you're going to by May. You're
whether you want to or not.
And you can just say, I'll sign up for this. But I don't think the best advice is to not go to a private sector advisor and let the government do it. Right?
Right.
That's it for Friday, folks. I hope you learned something. Monday, we've got a special guest, my favorite guest ever. Miss Linda will be here on Monday. Be sure to tune in. Have a great weekend.
See you on Monday.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.